Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Microsoft announces largest ever investment in Asia, $17.5 billion to advance India's AI infrastructure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says when it comes to artificial intelligence, the world is optimistic about India. Border clashes between Thailand and Cambodia rage for the second day and spread to new fronts today. Lithuania declares state of emergency after a wave of smuggler balloons from Belarus allegedly disrupt air traffic. And men's cricket, India beat South Africa by 101 runs in first T20 game of five-match series at Cuttack in Odisha. And now the news in detail. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella, who met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Delhi today, announced the company's decision to invest $17.5 billion in India to advance the country's AI infrastructure. Prime Minister Modi has welcomed Microsoft's largest ever investment in Asia and expressed optimism about India's leadership in artificial intelligence. Responding to a post on social media by Microsoft Chairman and CEO Satya Nadella, Mr. Modi said that when it comes to AI, the world is optimistic about India. He added that he expressed happiness to see India being the place where Microsoft will make its largest ever investment. He further said that the youth of the nation will harness this opportunity to innovate and leverage the power of AI for a better planet. Meanwhile, Mr. Nadella thanked Mr. Modi for an inspiring discussion on India's AI opportunity. In a social media post, Mr. Nadella said that Microsoft is committing more than $17 billion to support India's ambitions. He added that this investment will help build infrastructure, skills, and sovereign capabilities needed for India's AI-first future. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed Cognizant's continued partnership in futuristic sectors in the country. In a social media post, the Prime Minister informed that today he met Cognizant CEO Ravi Kumar S and Chairman and Managing Director Rajesh Varia. Mr. Modi added that the country's youth focus on AI and skilling sets the tone for a vibrant collaboration ahead. India today released 38 Bangladeshi fishermen and Bangladesh released 47 Indian fishermen along with their vessels and repatriated them to their respective countries. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement said that mutual exchange has been facilitated, keeping in mind the humanitarian and livelihood concerns of fishing communities on both sides. It informed that Indian fishermen had been arrested by Bangladesh authorities recently. While the Bangladeshi fishermen had also been apprehended by Indian authorities, this release of fishermen underscores the shared commitment of both the governments to address the humanitarian and livelihood concerns of coastal communities. The Baloch Students' Council of BSE in Islamabad has condemned the ongoing trial against human rights lawyers in Pakistan, describing the charges filed under the country's Prevention of Electronic Crimes Act, or PECA, as politically motivated. Human rights activist and lawyer Iman Mazari and her husband, advocate Hadi Ali Chatta, were reportedly indicted by an Islamabad court in October in a case linked to alleged controversial social media post or report.
The Baloch Students' Council stressed that the use of fake and broadly framed laws to suppress dissent by the Pakistani authorities represents a clear attempt to silence critical voices. It added that the trend underscores how rapidly civic and democratic spaces are being closed. Both individuals have been unwavering advocates for Baloch people and for Baloch students in Islamabad. A statement issued by the Baloch Student Council said, Iman Mazari's only crime has been standing with the families of the forcibly disappeared, amplifying their voices at international forums and fighting legal battles on behalf of Baloch students in Islamabad. The students' body urged international organizations and human rights defenders to intervene and call upon the government of Pakistan to end the misuse of the legal framework to criminalize political dissent. Meanwhile, a leading human rights organization, PANC, today said another Baloch civilian was forcibly disappeared by Pakistani forces amid a growing wave of enforced disappearance across the province. This latest act comes against the backdrop of a continuing cycle of persecution marked by a surge in enforced disappearances, extrajudicial killings and torture across the province. Swati Rakheja for World News.
Border clashes between Thailand and Cambodia raged for the second day and spread to New France today, as both the countries accused each other of shelling civilian areas and Bangkok vowed to push on with its planned military operations. Both the countries accused each other of breaking the ceasefire agreement. Thailand's military said its tanks fired shells into a border casino complex being used by Cambodia's army as a firing position and weapons storage area, while fighter jets conducted airstrikes for the second day on what the Air Force said were strategic military targets. Cambodia's defense ministry said its troops had no choice but to take defensive action today and accused Thailand of indiscriminately targeting civilian residential areas with artillery shells. Bangkok rejected these allegations. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back to World News. Lithuania today declared a state of emergency and asked Parliament to authorize military support for police and border guards after a wave of smuggler balloons from Belarus repeatedly disrupted air traffic. Vilnius Airport has been closed several times in the recent months due to the balloons, which Lithuania says are used to smuggle cigarettes and constitute a hybrid attack by Belarus, a close ally of Russia. Belarus denies responsibility and called Lithuania's claims exaggerated. Interior Minister Vladislav Kondratovich said that the emergency was needed for national security as well as civil aviation safety. The government wants the military empowered to search vehicles, detain suspects, and limit access to areas. Defense Minister Roberta Skona said troops would be allowed to use force if necessary. In Indonesia, at least 22 people, including a pregnant woman, died today when a fire engulfed a seven-story office building in central Jakarta. The blaze broke out on the first floor of the Kemayoran building and spread quickly, sending thick smoke into the sky. Firefighters rescued at least 19 people, some with minor injuries. Most victims died from smoke inhalation. Authorities deployed hundreds of personnel and fire trucks, extinguishing the fire after 3 hours. The cause is under investigation. The witnesses cited a sparking battery in a drone storage area. South Korea and the US are in discussions to hold a regular meeting on coordinating the allies' policy on North Korea. During a regular press briefing, South Korean Foreign Ministry spokesperson Park II said that working-level talks have been underway for months to finalize the details of the proposed meeting. Seoul and Washington have reportedly reached a consensus on the need to have such a regular channel to enable timely consultations on North Korea-related issues. The move comes as the Lee Jae-myung administration seeks to mend frayed ties with North Korea and resume dialogue, despite Pyongyang's silence towards Seoul's peace overtures. U.S. President Donald Trump has expressed his intent to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to resume stalled diplomacy. An earthquake of magnitude 5.4 struck the Indian Ocean today. A statement by the National Center for Seismology said the earthquake occurred at a shallow depth of 10 kilometers, making it susceptible to aftershocks. Earlier on 2nd December, an earthquake of magnitude 4.8 struck the region at a depth of 63 kilometers. In Sri Lanka, Gita Mahotsav was celebrated with devotion and cultural splendor at the Panibharata Theater of the University of Visual and Performing Arts in Colombo. Organized by the Swami Vivekanand Cultural Center under the High Commission of India, the event was inaugurated by Deputy High Commissioner Dr. Satyanjal Pandey and Vice Chancellor Professor Rohan Nit Singhe. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 101 runs in the first game of the 5-match T20 series at Barabati Stadium in Cuttack, Odisha tonight. Chasing a target of 176, the visitors were bowled out for 74 runs, with Indian bowlers delivering a disciplined performance. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Microsoft announces largest ever investment in Asia of $17.5 billion to advance India's AI infrastructure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says, when it comes to artificial intelligence, world is optimistic about India. Border clashes between Thailand and Cambodia rage for second day and spread to new fronts today. Lithuania declares state of emergency after a wave of smuggler balloons from Belarus allegedly disrupt air traffic. And in men's cricket, India beat South Africa by 101 runs in first T20 game of 5-match series at Odisha. That's all in World News.